Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Miletus, Paul had the presbyters of the church at Ephesus summoned. When they came to him, he addressed them. You know how I lived among you the whole time from the day I first came to the province of Asia. I served the Lord with all humility and with the tears and trials that came to me because of the plots of the Jews. And I did not at all shrink from telling you what was for your benefit or from teaching you in public or in your homes. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there, I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me. Yet I consider life of no importance to me, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. But now I know that none of you to whom I preached the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again. And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. Verbum Domini. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. A bountiful rain you showered down, O God, upon your inheritance. You restored the land when it languished, your flock settled in it, and your goodness, O God, you provided it for the needy. Thanks be to God, the earth. Blessed day by day be the Lord, who bears our burdens, God who is our salvation. God is the saving God for us. The Lord, my Lord, controls the passageways of death. Thanks be to
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria a ti, Domine.
Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me, I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you.
Verbum Domini.
First, I wanted to take this opportunity to wish a happy 25th anniversary of priestly ordination to our own Father Anthony. And I'd ask that you please offer him the support of your prayers as my community celebrates this milestone with him today. And as we approach the culmination of the Easter season with the celebration of Pentecost this Sunday, which commemorates the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and Our Lady, we are finishing up with our season-long journey through the Acts of the Apostles. And the book of Acts is a tremendous blessing for the church, since it serves as a fountain from which the church might draw inspiration in every age and in every place. Filled to the brim with the grace and zeal of the Holy Spirit, the apostles provide a fearless example of fulfilling the mission of evangelization given to the church, to make the love and mercy of Jesus Christ known through the preaching of the gospel and through performing righteous deeds. The liturgical season of Easter, which extends the celebration of the Lord's resurrection for 50 days, commemorates the 40 days the Lord remained with his disciples after his resurrection, and then the 9 days that begin with Ascension Thursday and culminate with Pentecost Sunday. In the season of joy and celebration, this season of joy and celebration is meant to rekindle in us the lights of the Holy Spirit that has been infused in each one of us through the sacraments. And we read and reflect upon the Acts of the Apostles during this season so that our own efforts of evangelization might draw renewed inspiration from the example of the apostles. And the first reading today is taken from a remarkable speech that St. Paul gives to the presbyters, the elders of the church at Ephesus. The speech itself is very brief, only about 18 verses in chapter 20 of Acts, but its significance cannot be overstated. Paul does not mince any words, but is very direct with the presbyters. The next generation of bishops and the successors of the apostles who will carry the torch of the church's mission of evangelization into the future and pass it on to their successors. And Paul reminds them of the hardships he endured because of his witness to the gospel. Yet he did not shy away from proclaiming the gospel to them, that is, to the Gentiles, despite the specter of violence and persecution that hung over his head. He had been called by Christ himself to bear witness to the gospel, knowing full well that he would suffer at the hands of his opposition. And he preached the gospel and the message of repentance to both Jews and Greeks, because he was compelled by the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. He was willing to suffer what was necessary to fulfill this mission. He then tells the presbyters that he is being compelled to move on to Jerusalem. And though he does not know what will happen once he gets there, he has been warned by the Holy Spirit that imprisonment and hardship await him. And despite this warning, Paul is not deterred from his mission. He says, "I consider life of no importance to me, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace." In other words, regardless of what evils might befall him, his primary concern is to make known the message of the gospel to every person he possibly can. Far from throwing away his life carelessly, he places his life fully at the service of the gospel and performs a ministry of love for those to whom he proclaims the message. And he's prepared to fulfill his ministry, even if it means laying down his own life. And here we see in St. Paul an example of sacrificial love and incredible selflessness. And it's indeed appropriate that we have this reading from the book of Acts on the feast of Saints Charles Lwanga and companions. These remarkable saints lived during the mid-19th century in Uganda and were martyred by King Mwanga II of Buganda. The religious community known as the White Fathers were founded in 1868 and brought Catholicism to Uganda in 1879. Under the reign of King Mutesa. And St. Charles Lwanga was born in 1865, was drawn to Catholicism through the good example of the White Fathers, and was baptized. And when Mutesa's son, Mwanga II, ascended to the throne, he initiated a severe persecution of Christians. And it began when he attempted to lure many of his adolescent male servants into having relations with him. And since many of these boys had become Catholic, they resisted the king's advances because they were entirely dedicated to their faith. And King Mwanga II developed an irrational fear of Christians, believing that their resistance to him would encourage people to overthrow him, and thus prompting him to begin putting Christians to death. And he did not begin with killing the boys who had resisted him, but rather the leaders of the church. Every director that was put in charge of the boys was put to death for speaking up against the crimes that the king had been committing. And after his baptism, St. Charles Lwanga was placed in charge of the pages, the boy servants of the king, which allowed him the opportunity to catechize and baptize the pages under his direction. And when King Mwanga learned of Charles Lwanga's activities in propagating the faith, he commanded Charles and all the pages to appear before him and challenged them to renounce Christianity or suffer the consequences. And in response, Charles Lwanga and the pages shouted, "To the death." And King Mwanga sentenced them all to death, which included Charles and 15 pages who had been under his direction. They were all bound together and taken for a two-day journey to Namugongo, where they would be burned at the stake. And Charles Lwanga was separated from the rest of the company and was burned at the stake alone. And at first, his executioner slowly burned his feet, and while he was still alive, they promised to let him go if he agreed to renounce his faith. Yet he remained firm and said, "You are burning me, but it is as if you are pouring water over my body." And his entire body was then engulfed in flames, and he could be heard saying in a loud voice before he died, "Katanda, my God." And in all, there were 24 Ugandan proto-martyrs. And the hearts of these courageous martyrs were aflame with the same zeal and love of the Holy Spirit that inspired St. Paul to lay down his life willingly for the sake of the gospel. They could say with St. Paul that their life is of no importance to them, but that they only bear witness, they only wish to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. And despite the hardships and the brutal treatment that they faced at the hands of their persecutors, they persevered in their faith, thus shedding their blood and providing the seed of Christians in Ugandan soil that would bear fruit for generations to come. And so we pray that we all might be inspired by their example to fearlessly cling to our faith, to bear witness to it by the light of the Holy Spirit, and to be willing to carry out that witness even to the point of death, believing that the seed of faithfully witnessing to Jesus Christ and to the gospel bears the fruit of salvation for many souls well into the future.